has been modified at the beginning of 2016. That is why I won't be able so swiftly present the report for 2015. I also apologize for the fact that in this report that I will present, there will be repetitions, but the supervisory board is associated with bank's activities. So what was indicated in the board of directors report should be included in the supervisory board's report. So this is the word of introduction and information on this report that might be slightly boring, but these reasons seem to be necessary. 2015, the supervisory board held 10 meetings. Minutes were taken. 44 resolutions were adopted. In 2015, the bank finished the realization of the strategy for the period of 2013-2015. PKO BP, Everyday the Best was the name of the strategy. In the assessment of the supervisory board, the most important events from the point of view of business were the introduction of Polish payment standard, PKO BP, in conjunction with some other banks, were creating a common mobile payment standard called BLIK, introduced in February 2015, made available to the bank's clients, which was based on the MAIST of Eco app by PKO BP. So with this respect, the activities in 2016 will be the continuation and supplementation of the previous year's activities. Creation of PKO Bank Hipoteczny S.A., the mortgage bank. This bank started its activity, and its objective is to acquire long-term financing through emission of the mortgage ledgers. And here we are referring to what Mr. Jagiełło said, the way to finance the mortgage activity of the bank. And this mortgage activity will surely be developed in the current year. Fusion with Nordea Bank Poland S.A., April 2015, the integration process ended then with Nordea Bank Poland S.A. Integration with the bank was the fastest fusion process ever in Poland. And foreign expansion, the process of the German's corporate banking division, supervisory board, in addition to ongoing supervision over PKO BP activities, discussed the problems with regards to banking sector's profitability in low interest rates, the Swiss National Bank's policies influence on euro-Swiss franc exchange rate on financial market, real economy and banking sector, the situation in the banking sector denominated with CHF, the influence of the banking tax on bank economy, as well as world's economic situation and its impact on Poland and the bank, cyclical discussions, reports on strategy, implementation, PKO BP results, as well as in comparison and benchmarking with other banks, credit risks reports, the report associated with financial risk in PKO BP, capital adequate report, operational risk report in PKO BP, business risk in PKO BP report, and finally, non-compliance reports and loss of reputation report for PKO BP. 2015, all supervisory board members were active parts of the sessions and were engaged in due performance of their activities. They focused on best practices, on standards, and the market situation. Now, I'd like to refer, as stipulated in the legal provisions 382, paragraph 3 of Commercial Code, to PKO report, financial report for the year that ended 31st December 2015. The supervisory board, in accordance with the stipulations quoted a moment ago, having supervised the financial report for the year that ended 31st December 2015, having considered the positive recommendation of the auditing committee of the supervisory board and upon the positive opinion of the auditor for the financial report of PKO BP on the year ended 31st December 2015, we opt for positive assessment in accordance with documents, actual states and booking records. I'm also obliged to present to the General Shareholders Meeting the assessment of the board's activities for 2015. Likewise, upon 382, paragraph 3 of the Commercial Companies Code, the Supervisory Board, having assessed the report of the board for 2015, has issued a positive opinion on PKO activities in 2015 in accordance with the booking records, documents and actual state of things. The following point, assessment of the motion of distribution of profit generated in 2015 and an appropriated profit of the previous years. We have adopted a positive opinion on the distribution of the profit generated in 2015 and the unappropriated profit of the previous years. And briefly, the supervisory board's opinion with regards to the situation of the company. In our assessment, the financial results generated by the capital group PKO BP in 2015 was satisfactory as far as the level is concerned. Credit and deposits volumes were of the highest amongst banking sector institutions in Poland. During the year, the bank was pretty active in order to align the scope of activities to the new regulatory market and macroeconomic environment, which is a subject to a dynamic change, which regarded historically low interest rates, increase of bank operational costs associated with higher contributions towards the bank guarantee fund, payment provisions, interest rates, interchange decline, payment decline, and implementation of the Financial Supervisory Board's recommendations implementations. Regardless of the above, the bank attained high level of objective implementation, worked towards risk mitigation with new credits and special care as far as the liquidity and capital positions, robust capital liquidity positions are concerned. This assessment is not only the supervisory board assessment, it has also been reflected in a cyclical supervisory controls performed by the Polish supervisory boards in the financial and banking sector. In order not to bore you with the whole assessment of the internal control and internal auditing system, I'd like to say that the supervisory board has issued a positive assessment of the internal control system and the way internal audit is performed. A similar assessment has been expressed by the supervisory board with regards to compliance questions, as well as bank's activities with this regard. The supervisory board's positive assessment is towards the risk management system. Detailed explanations are included in the materials provided for today's General Shareholders Meeting. Additionally, in the Supervisory Board's opinion, a special importance for the development of the bank in consecutive periods, which may also be a response to the problem-focused questions filed in during today's General's Meeting. I'd like to indicate the elements that the Supervisory Board would like to tackle first. Safe risk level and capital adequate level with respect to macroeconomic and legal changes are taking place. Macroeconomic not only does refer to the Polish market, but you know that macroeconomic changes that do not result from the Polish market may have a fundamental impact on the bank's activities in this and consecutive period. Capital management, capital buffer for deterioration of a macroeconomic situation. In addition to capital increase, what is also important is effective asset management, risk with asset management, stable deposits level, which will allow for further credit action, and effective management, including cost management, cost to income ratio, C2I as the index of it, and profitability, capital profitability, the so-called ROE index. So these are the main points that the supervisory board would like to deal with in the coming year, apart from these basic ones that have been presented. So there will be additional elements that the supervisory board will have to deal with, because there's been a dynamic change in the macroeconomic situation, and this will call for the reaction of the board of the bank as well as supervisory board. Do you have any questions to supervisory board's report? If not, thank you very much. I close this point. And now, set of votings. We shall be voting the adoption of resolution of approving the financial statements and consolidated and groups reports and supervisory board report as far as the profit distribution is concerned, and granting discharge to the supervisory and board members. I'd like to inform that as the principle this is open voting, but in G and H points, these are personal voting, so this will be secret ballot. So are there any motions? Please file them in before resolutions are voted. In your materials that have been made available for today's general shareholders meeting at the resolution drafts, if I can see no objections, I'd like to proceed as follows. We continue consecutive points. I'll be asking about potential changes to be introduced in the contents of the resolution drafts presented in materials. If I can see none, they will be voted as presented in the materials. Is there anybody who would like to hear the whole content of the resolution? No. Therefore, I believe this is the consent of the general shareholders meeting to proceed as presented before. Point 8 of the agenda, we shall start with approval of the PKO Bank Polski S.A. Director's Report for the year 2015, as presented in the resolution included in your materials. Are there any remarks? If none, please cast your votes now. Thank you very much. Have you all cast your votes? Thank you. Not everybody. I can see that not all of you have voted. Do you need any assistance? And how can you say that technology is designed to make your life easier? Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, 773,653,150 votes. Abstentions 822,107. Therefore, I inform that this resolution has been adopted. Thank you. A consecutive resolution is the approval of the financial report of PKO Polish Bank for the year ended on the 31st December 2015. Are there any remarks with regards to modification and the contents? Therefore, as presented in the conference material, this will be voted. Please cast your votes now. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, 773,653,150 votes, abstentions 822,107. I therefore inform that the resolution has been adopted. Consecutive point. Approval of the report of the Supervisory Board of the Capital Group SA in 2015. Any remarks with regards to the content of this resolution? I can see none. Therefore, as enclosed in the materials, this will be voted. Therefore, please cast your votes now. Thank you very much. 773,653,150 votes, abstentions 822,107. Therefore, I wish to inform that this resolution has been adopted. And a consecutive point, this is the approval of a consolidated report of the Capital Group for the year ended on the 31st December 2015. Are there any remarks, options, modifications to the resolution draft? I can see none. Therefore, as enclosed in the materials, this will be voted. The materials are made available for the meeting. So cast your votes now. Thank you very much. And in a moment, we shall have the results.